Our Speak Free live event in Houston is brought to you by Pricerazzi.travel. Flight prices go up and down more than the airplanes themselves. Pricerazzi.travel helps you get money back. Register your email address at Pricerazzi.travel. Book flights on Expedia.com, and if they become cheaper in 24 hours, you could end up flying for free. Find out how to save on your Expedia flights at Pricerazzi.travel. That's Pricerazzi.travel. Jackie Wallace from Houston Zoo. I fed some giraffes.
You did. You sure did. How was it? What'd you think?
Well, I wasn't doing it right, though. Up more, down more, down more. I was worried I was going to lose my hand. My hand was going to be taken off by a giraffe. But they are
vegetarians only. Okay. They did not want to eat your hand. They're really, really friendly giraffes.
I wanted some of the romaine lettuce, though.
Yeah, every day at 11 a.m. and 2 p.m., we offer our guests the chance to feed our giraffes. We have 8 Maasai giraffes here at the Houston Zoo, and people get to feed them some romaine.
You told me that I'm going to get to feed the tigers pretty soon, right? No,
that's not on my
insurance policy won't allow that. You know, in the last segment, we were talking about the different the exhibits, and then, of course, there's the learning element, the education behind it, and you also have this set up nicely for Christmas. Now, being from Canada, this is not the Christmas that I use. There's no snow here. Everything is very green, which is a good thing. It's great. I mean, it sets the ambiance, though, for a zoo, and you've got some incredible lights. Do you know, I'm going to put you on the spot here. Oh, she's giving me a look. How many Christmas lights are here?
More than 2 million. Oh. We have over 2 million Christmas lights. All of them are LED, so they're good for the environment. And it covers the whole zoo. What you can't see now, because it's still daylight, is that all of these super, super old, over 100-year-old oak trees are just bedazzled with Christmas lights. We start putting these Christmas lights up in early October, and it takes months to really deck the whole zoo. And so every day at 5 o'clock, the zoo closes. We have an hour to turn things around and turn things on, and we reopen at 6 p.m. every day for TXU Energy Presents Zoo Lights.
I was going to say, how do the animals appreciate the lights?
Well, most of the animals here at the zoo go to bed. So they're in their barns sleeping when we have zoo lights. But some of our areas, like our Natural Encounters exhibit, is open. There aren't lights in there, so those animals don't know about it. So don't tell them what they're missing out on.
They're not invited to the party.
But really, the zoo lights experience is about the lights.
And so when does that run? That runs this month, December?
It runs December through mid-January. All the information can be found at houstonzoo.org/zoolights.
Look at that. And so you can... They agree with you. That's
great. They're out. They're out and about every night, too.
I'm gonna give you two words, and you explain this story to everybody. Edible glitter.
Edible glitter. I was telling about edible glitter. So in the summertime, right now it's getting colder, so the animals don't get their ice pops. But in the summer here in Houston, it can get hot. Mm. If you've ever been here in the summer, temperatures in the upper 90s, lower 100s is pretty common. And even though most of our animals are from tropical areas, it's still hot. I mean, if you're wearing a fur coat and it's 100 degrees, it's going to be warm. So a lot of our animals, almost all of them, get daily ice pops that are made by the zookeepers on our animal nutrition team. And they let me make one once, and I just got to put in whatever. It was for the giraffe, so it didn't have to taste like anything. It just needed to be cold. They let me put purple edible glitter in it. It was amazing.
Wow. You know, I just, boy, those birds.
Yeah, it's the blue-throated macaws, and they are right behind us, and they are squawking and wrestling and flapping and causing a commotion.
We're having a good time, and you know, we also passed, I'm going to try it one more time, flamingos. There we go, yes, I got
the beautiful pink flamingos. Weren't they pretty?
They were a bit of a party, though, too. They were kind of splashing around.
Yeah, they were. This temperature, I think today, it really, some of the animals that like the chillier weather, it really gets them all riled up.
Yeah, for sure. Quickly, you know, we do have to wrap this up, but I want to get into the idea of how animals move from zoo to zoo. You were saying that it's, you know, it's almost like a dating service, almost in a sense, but it's all it's thought out, it's all planned, right?
Yes, we participate in the Association of Zoos and Aquariums Species Survival Program, and what that means is all of the animals, or the large majority of the animals here at our zoo, are in a population database that we know the genetics of all of these animals at our zoo and other zoos that are in the Association of Zoos and Aquariums. And so if, for instance, we have a female tiger and she needs a mate, we'll go to the SSP, the Species Survival Program, and say, hey, you know, we have space for a male tiger, and they'll look through the database, find one that is not just genetically well matched, but personality, like, is this tiger going to be well suited with one with high energy, low energy, medium energy, that sort of thing. Size as well is important in this world. And so we then get matched up. if somebody finds a match, then they'll transport that animal to us. And then we'll go through a quarantine process with our medical team to make sure that everybody's healthy enough. And then the introduction process can take a couple of days, a couple of months. It all depends on the animals.
6 months, you were saying, in some cases.
Yeah, we're currently in the middle of we're 6 months into an introduction process with our tigers. It's going well. We're still filling things out with them. Could take longer, but next time they meet up, they could be love at 100th sight. We'll see.
So it's like ancestry.com, match.com, and everything. And again, if you missed
23andMe, you name it.
If you missed in the last segment, we're going to be live streaming me feeding the tigers in just a moment. Check it out. No.
Yeah, that's not happening. Thank you very much.
You might lose your job if all of a sudden I tell people that. No, I'm joking. We're not doing that. One more time, the website address and how people can get more information about the Houston Zoo.
Yes, we are very active on social media, on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can find us at Houston Zoo or visit us on our webpage at www.houstonzoo.org.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Jackie Walsh. Appreciate it. Again, houston.jbonair.com. While we're passing out website addresses there, all of the pictures that we've got, and me feeding giraffes, not tigers, giraffes, houston.jbonair.com.